The Board of Education is meeting behind closed doors at this hour for the annual performance review of School Superintendent John Daisy. Before the meeting started, hundreds of people rallied in support of Daisy. Brianna Sachs filed this report from LAUSD headquarters today.
Hundreds of frustrated, worried, and angry parents and community members marched outside the Los Angeles Unified headquarters Tuesday morning to protest Superintendent Daisy's possible resignation. When he took the job in January 2011, Daisy not only accepted responsibility for over 600,000 public school students, but also the possibility the school board could let him go without notice. But if he decides, Daisy could also immediately resign at any time. Loudly chanting, parents explain why they are so passionate about keeping the controversial superintendent on board.
Very concerned about this cycle of churning and burning superintendents and having the average superintendent in LAUSD stay for less time than our children spend in middle school. We can't get much done in that amount of time. And we really feel like we're just at the start of this and that we really need to give him time to carry this out. And we understand that there's a lot of work to be done.
Inside the boardroom, tensions continue to climb. Sitting in the center of a wide half-moon table flanked by a deeply divided seven-member board, the embattled superintendent quietly listened to speakers plead for him to stay. Daisy has been battling a pro-union school board after the new president was elected this past July. Before that, Daisy had been working with a clearly pro-reform, anti-union board who easily passed his initiatives. Daisy is known as a school reformer. He is famous for his brash and stubborn pushes for more charter schools, test score-based teacher evaluations, abandoning No Child Left Behind, and working with education, parent, and community groups. But he isn't perfect. Teacher morale is far too low. The district's new billion-dollar iPad program is flailing, and he has been continuously criticized for ignoring teachers. Warren Fletcher, the president of United Teachers Los Angeles, said more than half of the 35,000 member union had a negative image of Daisy when they were surveyed last April.
We asked the school board to take seriously applying the Prop 30 dollars to bringing class size back down. Dr. Daisy, although the school board adopted a resolution indicating they wanted to do that, Dr. Daisy ridiculed that as an order to hire everyone west of the Mississippi.
But community members and parents say that there is no one better to do the job, and that Daisy should be left to do what he was brought here to do, which is improve the district's struggling school system. Test scores are up. Graduation rate has been above 60% for the past few years, and people say these are positive changes. Brianna Sachs, Annenberg Radio News.
LAUSD's meeting regarding Daisy is still ongoing and is expected to last throughout the afternoon. They will announce their findings later today.